On RN, you're with The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music, with Jeff Wood.
Yoga is many things to many people: exercise, well-being, and spiritual practice.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
But it can also include music, in places where you'd least expect it, like prison.
I had the privilege of leading a kirtan on the exact stage that Johnny Cash did his famous record from, Folsom Prison. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, yep. With an inmate rock band backing me up, which was an amazing experience. I went in with a harmonium and with a mridangam player. It's a traditional Indian drum, and we had electric guitar, electric bass, and a drum set, you know, backing us up in full prison blues. One of the things that was really meaningful about times that I went to lead kirtans in prisons was that if there's freedom to be found, it has not to do with your outer circumstances, it has to do with your inner circumstances, and that's in your power to change. So to hear, you know, I think there were probably 500 inmates singing back, hey, Shiva Shankara, hey, Maheshwara, in pursuit of setting themselves free in a way that transcended the walls of that place was a mighty, mighty force. Also, if I could just describe this place, it's a 19th century prison, like huge dark halls and clanking, you know, bars of the old school metal kind, exactly out of like what a Hollywood movie would make a prison look like. And it's really a metaphor for the way that we are. We are all in a prison of our own design in terms of our attachments and our perceptions. And it is up to us about how we're going to serve that sentence. And we can either find joy within the walls of that which we can't escape, or we can, you know, rattle our cage. In his way, I suppose Johnny Cash was addressing the same thing by a different means, but it was a powerful experience.
Yoga musician Dave Stringer speaking and singing there with Donna DeLory, Flooded with Joy, from their new album with Joni Allen, Elixir, Songs of the Radiance Sutras. Just one of two new kirtan albums we'll be tracking today. G'day, I'm Jeff Wood with The Rhythm Divine on RN, saluting the sun and exploring the rise of yoga music in the West, in time for the very first United Nations International Day of Yoga.
One of the things I like most about Flooded with Joy, I suppose if there was a theme for me, maybe it's stated in this particular sutra, it says, all this talk about purity and impurity, these are just opinions. Beyond them lie the astonishing energies of creation. You know, it says, hey, cease all this debate about like what's divine and what's not divine. Quit dividing the world into separate categories and instead embrace like the ecstasy that's inherent in everything. I mean, I suppose you could put it in scientific terms too and say the power of the whole universe is in every atom. There's a mighty force available within you. Celebrate that.
Moment.
he's the only man I know who can rap in the ancient sacred language of Sanskrit. That's Dave Stringer, and a classic tantric text of the Hindu scriptures, the Vijnana Bhairava. Dave is a Los Angeles-based musician and philosopher who's been profiled by Time magazine as one of the world's leading yoga musicians, and he's one of my guests today. The traditional music of yoga is known as kirtan, a mantra-based devotional music using harmonium and tabla. Influenced by the 500-year-old Bhakti yoga lineage in India, which emphasizes ecstatic worship. It's also now a rapidly growing musical style in the West, where the influence of rock, folk, country, and electronica has led to a new mantra-based music known as New Kirtan. With its own massive festival circuit and online presence, the yoga music scene is just exploding around the world, spilling out of yoga studios and onto radio stations and podcasts and into the charts. Along the way, it's fueling an industry worth $27 billion in the US alone, with more than 20 million practitioners there. But it's not all tantric bliss and wheatgrass. A spiritual practice with its roots in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism, yoga has a social conscience, something that's crucial to my other guest today, the young LA-based kirtan musician Marty Das, who grew up in India in the Vaishnav tradition of Bhakti yoga. His debut album, Bhakti Without Borders, produced by Dave Stringer, will direct all its profits towards education for girls in India.
All this talk of purity and impurity, these are just opinions.
Beyond them are the astonishing energies of creation.
I was born to a family of bhakti yogis. My father's German, my mother's American, who met him doing a year abroad in Germany, and they raised me in the culture of bhakti and kirtan. And for a good portion of my childhood, I was sent to a traditional Indian Gurukula school, which is a boarding school for boys, and among other things, studied kirtan before moving back to the West when I turned 18.
I lived in India initially, not as a bhakti or as a musician, but as a film editor. It was my job to actually edit some videos for a guru who was my employer. And somehow all of yoga opened for me because of a job that I had. Madhi and I come from different traditions. Within yoga, there's a Vaishnav tradition and a Shaivite tradition. Normally, without getting into the philosophical differences between those traditions, you might not really meet. The style of music that you would practice would be around one teacher or one path or another. In the modern bhakti scene, we now have people sharing ideas and traditions coming together and sharing the music. So both ethnomusicologically and philosophically, there's a great mixture happening right now. And so Madhi approached me as a person from outside the tradition he was raised in as, I guess, a way of reflecting back on it or getting some air into it, however you want to look at it. Our influences came together in this record.
Radhe, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Gopal, Radhe Gopal.
Kirtan, strictly speaking, is a form of music that's practiced generally in a call and response, and it's meant to create a kind of consciousness shift on the part of the practitioner. It has accompanying it what's called a bhajan tradition. Bhajans tend to be poems, which are like philosophical commentary. So kirtan invites you into an experience. Bhajan speaks about that experience. And it's become a worldwide cultural phenomena. People have either lived in India, as Madhi did, or as I did, come back to the West and brought some of those cultural ideas, but also some of those sounds, and mixed them with what we grew up with. So in this way, Bhakti Without Borders is a hybrid of Indian influences, which came with Mahdi's schooling and colliding with country and Irish folk influences, which are authentic to both of us. So.
I've seen a lot of different styles of kirtan. Even if you travel around India, they're doing kirtan in South India, which has more Nageshwaram and traditional mridanga. And then if you go up to Bengal, they use kols and gongs. And if you go up to Manipur, they have kirtan that uses more almost Chinese-influenced instruments. So wherever you go, you know, from Gujarat to Uttar Pradesh, within India, the kirtan music changes. And so to just move the border a little further west doesn't seem like that outrageous a step.
One thing that it's done is expose people from different traditions to one another. So, you know, at some of these festivals, you might have a Vaishnav singer with a Shaivite drummer. And so people would be trading these influences with one another. It's also opened up a pretty broad discussion philosophically with like what we mean about yoga, like what's the impact and what's yoga actually really getting us to address. It has also, depending upon your perspective, either made this accessible to a lot more people or degraded it. Ruined it, you know. There are always people that are trying to preserve some mythical purity, and yet the music says, hey, this purity is your own essence. You know, I don't think that use of one instrument or another can change it. You know, it's like the sound or the authentic experience of the divine is transcendent. It doesn't matter whether you're in an ashram or a temple or at a festival, you know, with a bunch of people who don't know the first thing about mantras. It's made the experience much more accessible to many more people.
Mixing old and new styles of kirtan. My guest today, Mahdi Das, with singer Chaitanya and Sri Radha, the opening track to Bhakti Without Borders. Radha, like Govinda, is one of the many names for Krishna invoked all around Vrindavan, the childhood home of Krishna, and now a major Indian pilgrimage site. The album was produced by my other guest today, Dave Stringer, a yoga musician and philosopher. On RN and Radio Australia, you're with The Rhythm Divine and me, Jeff Wood, exploring the rise of yoga music in the West.
I take one step to you across the mystical moon. I want to see you in my dreams, upon waking to your eyes, they shine like summertime with pearls of wisdom and grace. I want
founded more than 3,000 years ago in India with roots in the Hindu, Buddhist and Jain traditions, yoga is now mainstream part of the health and well-being industry and practiced by tens of millions worldwide. There are yoga magazines and yoga blogs. You can watch yoga TV and download yoga apps. And there's even electro yoga, which is a term coined by musician Ben Lee to describe a new style of music like this, developed in Australia by mantra musician Vani, better known as Joe Mulkan from mantra musicians Ido and Joe. Vani's debut single, The First Ray, has been remixed by DJ Solon from The Future Sound of Yoga.
Hold me tight. Oh, no more that I need.
It's a long way from traditional Indian kirtan music, but that doesn't bother Dave Stringer.
People don't know the tradition. The tradition, in some ways, has kept inventing itself. In some ways, it's joyfully confrontive. I mean, the bhakti tradition, which really, I think, came out of the Vaishnav tradition in Vrindavan, took this from out of the temples and into the streets, and it spoke about the essential equality of every human heart and the ability of every heart to access love and truth. In doing so, it used musical instruments of the popular vernacular at the time, but it's kept borrowing, whether it's, you know, tabla and mridangam, instruments like that, which really have their origin in the Mughals, in the Muslims, harmoniums that came from the British. It really, there's been one series of musical outrages after another, and all of those things have been absorbed into the mighty river, which is kirtan. So I would say that to innovate and to make it relevant culturally to the audience that you're addressing is the tradition.
Spirituality and music. The Rhythm Divine on RN and Radio Australia.
Rade.
The psychological or psychotherapeutic value of mantras is that, first of all, it asks you just to begin where you are with whatever your stuff is, your fear, your anger, and use music in a transformative way. The act of singing changes you. So it also allows you, when you sit and sing, to witness things come up over your mind. You're able to, in some ways, perceive yourself like at some kind of distance and observe your mind and its processes, which is a useful tool. Then to chant the mantras has an observable neurological effect on the singer. It's impossible to stay mad while you're singing.
Radhe Jai is a wonderful bhajan from North India, and it features two Australian singers, Carmela Gitanjali Baini, who's a wonderful, wonderful kirtan singer over there, delivers this really haunting, understated, almost Sade-like performance on the track that we've been really pleased with. And we paired her with a singer from Brisbane who has never recorded a professional kirtan album, Amrita Ananda. And it was a great way to both have some legacy kirtan singers connect with the up-and-comers to give them voice on the album. And it just kind of has this sweet, almost beachy, Ben Harper-y vibe. I used to call it the beaches of Vrindavan when we were making it with Dave.
Jai Jai Ma Tava Dai Te.
The purpose of kirtan as a practice has been to break down boundaries. It's been to take away the exclusiveness of the Brahmin caste and just take it to the streets where the untouchables are and any type of person can participate. It's why that the discussion of instruments is irrelevant. Those are tools. The whole practice is meant for connecting people together and breaking down barriers. And so to further that, I wanted to go back to Vrindavan, which is, you know, the birthplace of modern kirtan, where I grew up. And, you know, many of my friends from school had been from there and were poor. And so when I conveniently immigrated back to LA to a life of luxury, I sort of left them behind to kind of struggle amidst poverty and such. So when I went back in 2005 with my wife and we visited a school that one of my friends who stayed had started and saw that mainly for girls, because there's a cultural bias against girls, I wanted to help him educate them and provide healthcare and clothing and just take care of them in a way that, you know, we've gone to India to take so many great things away. This would be a way to give back to the roots of this kirtan movement.
Marty Das and Dave Stringer with some country kirtan in praise of wisdom teachers everywhere, Jai Gurudev, sung there by Tulsi Devi from the album Bhakti Without Borders, a project conceived by Marty Das and produced by Dave Stringer, which has just been released worldwide. And they were speaking to me via Skype from Los Angeles. And Dave tells me that he'll be touring Australia later this year, so look out. In the States, yoga's an industry worth $27 billion, while a 2006 survey by RMIT University in Melbourne found that more Australians were practicing yoga than dancing or playing Aussie rules. And yoga music is following that trend in popularity with a massive festival circuit in the States and in Europe. An embodied form of spirituality for a post-Christian age that will only get bigger. But don't take my word for it. I'll put some links on the Rhythm Divine website for you to follow in your own time, including to the UN's first International Day of Yoga on the 21st of June. There's audio to stream or download as well. Find us on the RN homepage or use the ABC Radio app. I'm Jeff Wood. Thanks for joining me today. Hope to catch you again next time. And that's the Rhythm Divine.